Sports.com. We'll be right back. Natural Legend Art. The Kingdom of Boom. Lose of dreams, terminated pain. This is a great chance, change. From the gods of kingdom, coin of spirit, dozen the last, dying shiny world of the ancient lord. Coffers with blood, raised by fire, on a spine. Screaming demons, turn up some god, vengeance be sworn. Ring, vengeance upon them. Secret covenant, we'll have revenge. From the depths, nameless will rise. Seven lords, reborn in air. The phoenix sword, the arms, to run. Suffer in pain. Suffer, breathing, suffer, to dreams. Waiting, the opposite. Waiting, the opposite.
It is often incorrectly thought by many getting to grips with the broken worldview of our present time that science embodies an escape from the failings of dogma and superstition to view the world as pure mechanical truth. However, contemporary sciences is in fact no more of an escape from the fundamental values of modernity, materialism, than any other aspect of society in this age. Science, like art and religion, is only a means by which we can abstract the greater body of processes that comprises reality. We have forgotten this, however, and just as our religion has become obsessed with the trifles of human morality, and art with the ego of the individual instead of the grandeur of existence, science has become obsessed with a materialistic literalism that forsakes the understanding of wider function and design for a preoccupation with irrelevant minutiae and human utility.
Still born. Deadly cold, now we play Skye.
Science has become accustomed to being led around by the nose by its own material findings, to theories and conclusions which it never has any strong conviction in, and which it changes its mind about just as quickly as it reaches it. Not least, this gives the sciences a questionable amount of credibility when it comes to determining the direction a society should take. More significantly, though, it represents a fundamental flaw in the reasoning which the sciences apply to determine truth. Modern science fails to recognize a central concept of interconnectedness in the universe, which represents within the natural world as a will towards functionality and purposefulness in design that operates with consideration to the maintenance of the whole. This practical but transcendent truth is not always easily observed, but is the framework, nevertheless, in which scientific knowledge must be applied if it is to stand up to scrutiny and escape the failings of materialism. Nature is a vast and intricate entity operating oft-times beyond the human mind's capacity for inquisitive examination, and in which the desires and claims of humankind fade to insignificance. Modern science, in principle, does not recognize this, but instead irreverently views humankind's pursuit of knowledge at all costs as an end in itself. Thus its failure to comprehend wider consequentiality gives rise to its habit, when applying itself to the cause of human utility, to pounce upon material discoveries and exploit them, only to find it has damaged irreversibly the larger organic structure or ecosystem it formed a part of. When we examine existence and fail to recognize that in totality there exists a metaphysical dimension to things, that forces operate at the level of the whole and are not entirely possible to explain by looking at the material effects they produce, we commit the error of thinking that our own material representation of nature represents the whole of what nature constitutes. Just as one can stand staring closely at a single tree and not see the forest surrounding it, we can easily forget that there exists a wider environment when we are caught up in the nuances and smaller details of something.